tomorrow. All right, we'll start where we left off. Daftes Amid Beis, 6 lines from the top. Got the 2 dots, 7 lines from the top. Zog de Gemara vayish alum shteten posik v'dashning the psukim and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Before we dash in daben noah ba'oznei Yisrael, ein noah loshem bakosha, that take out the kesef azov, v'avodim v'inu kiyim behem, v'achin yetzi b'chush god lo kiyim behem. Now the Gemara says vayish alum. Vayish alum means that they borrowed, it seems to imply, against someone's will. Om rabam lamed sheshilom bal kolchom, against the will. So, against whose will? Against the will of the Klal Yisrael or against the will of the Mitzrim? Zog demari ikid amri bal kocha the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim didn't, it was against their will. They did not want to give the booty, the kesef azov. Vikid amri bal kocham the Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had to be forced to take kesef azov. And that's what it's taka dabeno, favos. Zog demari mandom bal kocham the Mitzrayim. If it was against the will of the Mitzrim, dechsev, v'noves bayis techalik sholol. So the pasuk compares it to sholol. Sholol means the booty, the bounty. So Bibalta was considered to compared to Sholol, so it means it was taken against the will of the Mitzrim, because it was Sholol. It wasn't given as a gift. Mandoma Balkochem di Yisrael. Why would Klal Yisrael have to be convinced and forced, and it had to be against the Balkochem? Mishum Masui. It's a load, it's a heavy load. Why do they have to schlep? We're going out of Mitzrayim, we have a long journey ahead. It's going to slow us down. The Mitzrim might chase us. It's a Masui. So Mele didn't want it. Zog the Gemara, Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. Zog the Gemara, what does that mean? Om Rabami Melamed, Shosua Kemitzude Sheim Badogon. So Rashi explains it means that they made Mitzrayim like a Mitzude, like a net Sheim Badogon. A net is how you're supposed to catch birds in. You put food in there, bird food, like this, the birds will get caught. But if there's no Dogon, if there's no grain in there, there's nothing in there, there's no food, so that's how they emptied out Mitzrayim. So Rashi, kach riknu haMitzrayim mikol mamoinom. There was nothing left. There was no money at all. Vayinatzu ketaguma v'roi kenu. So that's the pshat. It was totally emptied out. I, when it came to Bizus Hayam, what happened over there? So some say that's pshat. That was all Pharaoh's own chariots, his own, the Mitzrayim, the B'nai Mitzrayim, the people of Mitzrayim, they emptied out mamash kemetzude she'en badogon. Nothing in there. And you have to answer that what they had Bizus Hayam was Pharaoh's own, his own wealth. The Shlokesh Omar, another pshat, Shosua kemetzula she'en badogim. So it's meduktik. Metzula she'en badogim means, like Rashi, like a metzula se'yam, like the depth in the ocean, that in the Tehoim, there's no dagim metzuyin over there. Ela al sfas hayom hecha de'ika mozin. But rather by the surface, by the sfas hayam, that's where the fish are, because over there, there's mozin over there. So they made Mitzrayim, they didn't, in this pshat, they didn't totally empty it out. They made it like the depth of the ocean. But there's still something left. And that would answer Bizus Hayam Taka. There's something left. So maybe that's Pshat and Tup Shotim, what the Nafkamina in the Moshel is, because at the end of the day, we know it was Bizus Hayam. So you don't have to say it was Pyra's own wealth. You can say it was Taka the Mitzrim. It was like a Mitzula. A Mitzula, there's something left. Just not in this, in the center, in the depth, but in the Sfas Hayam. Zok de Gemara, Eke Asher Eke. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Lech Emelam Liyisol, tell Klal Yisol, Ani Ho Yisi Yimochem B'Shibud Zeh. I was with you in this shibud, and likewise I'll be with you in other shibudim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Eibishter, "You have to tell Klal Yisrael now that you're going to be with them in other shibudim. You have to tell them there's going to be more shibudim. There's going to be dalet goliyos." So you're right. Lech emalem ekesh lachani aleichem, and don't tell them about the other shibudim. Zok Dirma wants me dashing 2 words. You're right. Chur, it's not a shame, correct? Eyesh lachani aleichem. Eyesh lachani aleichem. Zok de Gemara, aneni Hashem aneni. So now in our dashens, the double loshen, just like we said, Eyesh, Eyesh, we're saying now aneni, Hashem aneni. That we said by Elio. Omer Rebevo, Loma Omer Elio, aneni beis pomim. Why did Elio say, Be'endavov? Why did he say twice aneni? Melamet shom Elio lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Aneni shetechet esh min ha-shamayim. Number one, answer me that fire should come from Shamayim. V'toichal kol asher al ha-mizbeach, by the Nevi Ha-Baal. V'aneni shetasiach daitom, kdei shel yoyim rumayis ha-kshofim mehim. And also, don't make their mind become azapi curses, and they'll say it was Islam, it was witchcraft, mayis ha-kshofim. Shneema, v'ata ha-siboyis es libom achiranis, meaning achiranis. So Akoponim, these were the 2 tefillahs that were answered. We talked said in the Gemara before, that tefillahs mincha is eis rotzen. and the person has to be zoyer b'tfilas mincha. Could be the chelik of the pshat is because Eliyahu was answered in two tfilas, aneni and aneni. So we see Rabbi Carmel. So we see al kaponim that it's a unique time taka because not one bakosha was answered, two bakoshas were answered. Zok the Mishnah. The second Mishnah in Masechet Brachos. Zok the Mishnah daftes amid beis. The first Mishnah was legabe kriyash meshal arvis b'shoch b'cho. Second Mishnah is b'kum echo. The Gemara said before, once we go into shachis, we're going to go into the birchas shachis. But now the first Mishnah says about the etzem b'kum echo. May emes ha'kirin nishma b'shachis. From when could person say kriyash meshal shachis? Zok the Gemara Mishnah mishiyakir ben tcheles l'lovon. When a person can differentiate between tcheles, between the blue string, the dye, and lovon, and the white. That's a time span that during the night you obviously can't see that. And in the morning, you could. Mishiyakir. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ben tcheles dekarsi. It's a later time. Tcheles lovon is more discernible. It's ben tcheles dekarsi, which is green. So mele, that's this man. Zok the Mishnah, once we said, from when, and it's continued, Zok the Mishnah, Ada Netzachamo. That's a below Zashita, a below Zashita, until Netzachamo, a very short time span of Kriyashma. Kriyashma you can only say from in Tcheles the Karasi, Mishiyakir, until Netz. What is it? Half an hour, 20 minutes. That's the Gantz Zman Kriyashma. We don't pass it like him. Rabbi Shua Oimel, at Sholosh Ois. You have until 3 hours, because why? She came derech Melochim, Lamed, B'Sholosh Ois. Because Melochim get up. In Sholosh Ois. Rabbi Kiva explains the Yisrael Machlekes, Rabbi Kivega, I mean. Rabbi Kivega explains the Yisrael Machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Do you look at Roiv Bnei Odom? Roiv Bnei Odom get up by Netzachama, at least in the olden days. So Mele, that's this man of Seizman Kriyashma. Or do you look at the Mute is Taka Bnei Melochim. Bnei Melochim is not Roiv Bnei Odom. Do you look at the fact that Derech Melochim Lamed B'Sholosh Ois, that is another reason that this man Kriyashma is extended. Talk to Mishnah, even though there's a machloikus, if it's still netz or if it's still shalashois, there's a machloikus, legabi from when, it's from tcheles eleven or from tcheles the karsi. Until when, till netzachama, Rebbe Eliezer, or until derech melochim gimel shois. That's what we paskin. Or we talk to Mishnah, either way, hakoyri mikan ve'elach, if you read it after its time, which is gimel shois, lo hivsit ka odem hakoyri b'teira. Yilmaisa, it's not worse than Odom HaKoyer B'Torah. After all, Kriyashma is a parasha in the Torah. So it's not worse than reading a parasha in the Torah. Now, it's not like Torah itself, it's like Koyer B'Torah. The pshat is, because like we find the Gemara says, Bevatlan Talmud Torah L'Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is also Torah, but it's a lesser dagger of Talmud Torah. It's Kriyas HaMegillah. So we're also, it's like Koyer B'Torah. It's not Torah itself, it's Torah, but it's Koyer B'Torah. There is a big machlokes rishonim. It says over here you can read Kriyashma even after this man. What about the brochas? Could you say Birchas Kriyashma also? So the Maisa, the Rishonim explain that even after this man, after the questions up to how, what time, how much after this man, but Kaporim, the Chubas and Rajma is matter to say even the brochas even after this man. Why? It's Kakari Batera, but what does the Birchas Kriyashma have to do with that? Birchas Kriyashma is on Kriyashma. If you're not Mekayim Kriyashma, how are you making Birchas Kriyashma? Zok the Rajba, that the Birchas Kriyashma is not connected to Kriyashma. Yes, we call it Birchas Kriyashma, but it could be separated. And mainly, even if you're not Mekayim Kriyashma, because it's only Kakari Batera, you can still say the Birchas Kriyashma up to a certain time, even though it's after the Gimel Shois. The Ra'ah, other Rishonim, say no, that the Birchas Kriyashma is mamash connected to the Kriyashma. Afterwards, the pshat you're saying is because there's a bazundra chiddush of Kriyashma de Rabbonon. Rabbonon said you can say Kriyashma, and on that we're misakim brachas. A new avona in what the brachas are. The nafkamina is, there's a big machlekes in the poiskim, in Simen Memvov, if a person in the morning by karbonas, we know we say Kriyashma. We say, v'koyin pamayim v'chol yoyim, shema yisrael Hashem l'kin Hashem echod. So the Goyin in Bir HaGro and Simon Vov says not to say Shema Yisrael. Either you just say Shema Yisrael without Hashem Lekeinu, or just say Hashem Lekeinu, but not to say the whole Pasuk. Why, Zok the Goyin? Because number one, you're being mafsid the brachas. So the Goyin understood, like the Chubas Rajma, like the Ra'ah, that Birchas Kriyashma is connected to Kriyashma. You can't separate them. So you don't want to be Yaitza Kriyashma without the brachas. So you don't say Kriyashma, you don't say Shema. The Ramos says you do. Especially if you're concerned, you might miss his man. But could be the Yisrael Machlokes is, Is the brachas connected to the Kriya Shema? The Gaon holds clearly not. He says, do not say it because you're being mafsid the brachas. You want to say Shema with the brachas. You don't want to be yoitz without the brachas. The other tzad, the Ramos seems to imply that you could, is maybe like the other tzad, like the Rashba, that it's taka separated one from another. Zok the Gemara. My bein tcheles loven. What's the difference in this man between tcheles and loven? So ilema bein gavva da amre chivra. If it's referring to a roll of wool that is white, legavva da amre telta, and a roll of wool that is tcheles, that is blue. So gemara belele na media dia. That you can differentiate even in the middle of the night. What does that have to negate to mishiyakir? That's not a zman of mishiyakir. You can see that before mishiyakir. Elo zok diumora bein tcheles shebo leloven shebo. So there's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos what that means. Rashi learns a piece of wool itself, a strand or a roll of wool, that part of it is tcheles, and the arm mekoymes that the blue, the dye did not grab hold, so part of it is loven. Could you discern? Could you differentiate in that bowl of wool itself between the blue and the white in that strand or in that roll of wool? So that is something that you have to be able to differentiate, and that you can only see Mishiyakir from the morning. Tosfos says, the top Tosfos, he says no. He says the pshat is that ben tcheles shebot betzitzis shoy kavur by tcheles v'gam shnei chutin lovon. He's talking about the tzitzis that we have. There's two chutin of tcheles and two chutin of lovon, which means what appears to us is four and four because two are folded over. So Tosfos is learning it means two chutim of love and two chutim of tcheles, and that is the zman of mishiyakim and tcheles loven, which grad the shita Tosfos says that you have two loven and two tcheles. There's a big machlokes rishonim. The Ravid holds that you only have one strand of tcheles, which is two, and then three of loven. Tosfos shita over here is that it's the same. It's two and two. The Rambam shita is also that you even have a half a tcheles. That means you have not even a whole. You have a half. So it's a big machlokes rishonim. It's a shaila in the Biragro what he held in the Sefri Akoponim. Shita's Tosfos is two and two. Zok demor Tanya Rameya Oimer a new pshat in Mishiyakir. The pshat in the Mishnah. What's that zman? Mishiyakir ben zev lekelev. You can differentiate between a wolf and a dog. Different zman. Apparently, it's more. You have to be able to discern that better. I'm not sure if it's later or earlier. I'm not sure myself when it is. Rabbi Kiva Oimer ben chamor la'aroid. Between a wild donkey and a non-wild donkey. So that's a different zman. Acherim oimrim, and this could be pshat in the Mishnah, in the Tcheles and Lovon, mishiyakir, mishiyires chaver rochek dalad ames v'yakireno. You should be able to see your friends and recognize him from dalad ames away. That is the zman of mishiyakir. That's the upgetach zman. Now, Tosfos brings over here, what are we talking about? He brings Shem to Yerushalmi. If we're talking about a friend of yours that you know very well, Iberogel, Safil Berochik Tvei, Yechachim, you can recognize him from far away, even before Dalai Lamas. The Ibish Ein Rogel, if it's not something that you usually know, Safil Bekov Legabe Lechachim Be, you won't recognize him even if he's standing an inch in front of you. Zok Tosfos, Berogel Ein Rogel. We're talking about a guy that's wishy-washy, Berogel Ein Rogel. So, Mele, that's Takedis man, where it's totally in Richug of Dalai Lamas. So Tosfos says that Acherim is not Remeya, the Remeya Ayle Elminai, Akoponim, it's not Remeya. Omer Avhuna. Avhuna says as follows. Halocha ka Acherim. The halocha is like Acherim. Acherim just said, Mishiras Chaver, Richik Dalad Ames, Viakireno. That's the halocha. Omer Abaya, another Gemara comes out, Litfilin, when it comes to Tfilin, putting on Tfilin, which we call this man of Mishiyakir for tzitzis and tefillin, for talis and tefillin, is kacherim, is Mishiyakir chaveru richuk dalad ames. Le kriyashma, kriyashma is, even though our Mishnah says a shir of kriyashma is Mishiyakir mitcheles eloven, or mitcheles dekarasi, the Mishnah of the Gemara over here, Paskins, le kriyashma kivosikin, a new man. And we call this man vosikin. Vosikin is not a time. Zog Drashi, what's vosikin? Zog Drashi, vosikin is anoshim, anovim, Mechavin mitzvah. Vesikin is describing a type of person, people that are mechavin mitzvahs. So this man of Kriyashma is kvasikin. Now, so clearly tefillin is before Kriyashma, because tefillin, you have to say Kriyashma with tefillin. So tefillin is before Kriyashma. So Kriyashma kvasikin, it seems to say that it's vesikin is right before Netzach Hamo. So what's the pshat in that? So that the Gemara is going to explain now, even though really tefillin is before, but Kvasikin, we hold that Kriyashma you should be saying right before Vasikin. What's the reason? Not mitzat the Kriyashma. They would finish Kriyashma right before Neitzachamo. Why? In order to be able to daven Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei right by Neitzachamo. Tarinamiyochi Vasikin Oygoyim Noisa Ima Neitzachamo. Why? Kdei Shiyismach Gula Tfilah. In order to be Soymach Gula Tfilah. So it's not the pshat, it's be'etzim ezman in the kriyashma. It's ezman in the kriyashma in order to have the tefillah, soymech gula tefillah by Neitzach Hamel. Nafkamina is, if let's say a person cannot daven Shmoneh Esrei by Neitzach Hamel, he can't, he has to go on a trip. But kriyashma he could say. Does he wait for kriyashma to vasikin, meaning to write before Neitzach Hamel? According to this, no. The yisoyin in the kriyashma ezman is be'etzim mishiyakir, like we had in the Mishnah. Nor the halach is Ketfilin the Ketzitz is Mishiyakir, but Kriyashma Kavasikin in order to have Tfilah by Neitzach Hamel. But it's not as man be'etzim in the halacha in the Kriyashma. That's the Mashmoyz and Toises. So it's just in order to have the Tfilah, to be Seymich Gula Tfilah, V'nim Tzizag Mo Mispala B'yoyim, which means right in the Ansfet, right by the beginning of Neitzach Hamel. Om Reb Zera, my Koro, where do we find a remes to this in the Pasuk? Yiro'ucha im Shemesh. Yiru'ucha is Lashon of Yira. So Rashi says Yiru'ucha is talking about Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, meaning Kriyashma, is Im Shemesh. And that's when it should be. It should be Im Shemesh, meaning right before Neitzach Hamel, in order to have Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei, Samech Gula Tfilah B'yoyim, right in the beginning. V'lifnei Yireach Dor Dorim. And the end of the Pasuk is Lifnei Yireach, which is before the moon. Dor Dorim is referring to Mincha. So Rashi says, after Tfilas Mincha Mitzvos im Dimdumei Chama, Rashi in Daf Chof Tes on Beis says that's talking about Shkiyas Achama. Dimdumei Chama means Shkiyas Achama. It doesn't mean later than that. It means Dimdumei Chama means Shkiyas Achama. You're right. The Mashmoyz of the Pasuk is Mitzad the Kriyashma itself. Mitzad the Kriyashma itself, Yerucha im Shemesh. And the way the Mashmoyz of Tes is, it's Machlok Zushoinim Taka. I think if the Pashas is Kriyashma Kavasikin and not Mishiyakir, but this man of Kriyashma is Vasikin. That'll be the Mashmoyz in the Pasuk, correct. In Yerushalayim that their whole life did not miss a Vasikin. 60 years they didn't miss a Vasikin. Of course. As a matter of fact, any tefillah after Vasikin be'etzim is b'di'evit. Look in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to daven Vasikin. Yeah. If you don't, you have till later. You have his man tefillah. But lechatchila it's Vasikin. No question. Zok di Gemara. Heid Rabbi Yosi ben Eliyakim. Rabbi Yochim ben Eliyakim. Bishum kila kedisha b'Yerushalayim. Kol ha'soymech. Oh. Kila Kedisha Yerushalayim. We see it. That's the why Yerushalayim looks maybe chapped onto this. Kol ha'soymech gula tefila. It's not talking about every day. It's talking about soymech gula tefila when you daven vasikin. Ein oy nizik kol ha'yom. Then you're not nizik. You're protected the whole day. Tosafot right away points it out. V'im toima. Reb Zera is saying, I was Soymich Gula Tfilah, and I was Nizik that morning. I had a tragic occurrence. Omle b'may itzakt, how are you Nizik? Zogim olo, the amtayis osa levei malka. I came and I brought in osa a hadas to the king, I guess for taxes. You should have brought a bigger bribe, but you're coming with hadasim. You don't come with flowers to the king, you come with an envelope. So v'shteitzich, you're a Nizik. You can't put yourself in the sakana. Zog demora, niboy loch lemehava agel lemichzi api malka. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, when you, there's an Indian to go to see a melech and to take a see what the malch is all about. Lo oilom yishtad lodom loritz likas malchi Yisrael. You should run to see malchi Yisrael. Velo likas malchi Yisrael bevan. Not just malchi Yisrael. El afil likas malchi akum. Shem yiske yafkin ve malchi Yisrael malchi akum. If you'll be zoich loset lovoy, you'll be able to differentiate and see the difference, the glory and the cover that's bestowed upon malchi Yisrael and malchi akum. Meaning Melech HaMashiach lost his love, you'll see the difference. Omle Rabbi Loi Le'ula Ki'as Lahosam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Shol B'Shlomed Rabbuna, ask, give regards to Rabbuna, Achi, my brother, B'mayimit Kol HaChabua, in front of the others, that's Mechaber Emor, Dodem Golu, B'Sameach B'Mitzis, he's B'Sameach B'Mitzis, Zim Nechada, one day, Samach Gul L'Tvila, he was Samach Gul L'Tvila, meaning by Vesikin, V'Loi Posik Chucha Mipule Kuleyoyma, Kule Yoyma, and he did not stop laughing the whole day, he had a smile on his face, so we see, number one, Ein Nizik by Samech Gula Tfilah Vasikin, and number two, we see a mile of Chucha Mipumei Mikuli Yoyma. If Frag the Mora, Hechem Atu Samech. V'om Rabbi Yochanan. B'tchilu wa ima Hashem Shfosai Tiftach. First, before Shmanezi, you say Hashem Shfosai Tiftach. V'lo b'soif wa ima Yulu Rotzoin. So if you say Hashem Shfosai Tiftach, you're not being Samech Gula Tfilah. So we had the Teretz in the Gemara before that it's Gula Tfilah Richter. The Gemara is going to say that eventually. First, the Gemara attempts another Teretz. Omer Rabbi Lozer, Tebe Tfilah Shel Arvis. Maybe Hashem Shfosai Tiftach. You say by Marv, by Shach Vizitak, you don't say Hashem Shfosai Tiftach in order to be Samech Gula Tfilah. That is the Gemara is going to say soon there is, but the Gemara right now the Havmina is by Ma'ariv there's no Samech Gula Tefila. We take our a little different our Samech Gula Tefila. We say Baruch Hashem, we say Kaddish. It's a little different. The Gemara calls it Samech Gula Tefila, but Lamaisa it's different in the Havmina now especially. So Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yechanan we see not like that. We see by Ma'ariv you have to be Samech. Eiza ben Olam Abba zeh Samech Gula Tefila zeh Samech Gula Shel Arvis Latefila Shel Arvis. So he can't give a teretz that Hashem's first is only then. Elamai elozo tebe tulas haMincha. By Mincha you don't have to be Samech Gula Tefila. There's no Gula, so that's what you say Hashem's first say. Rav Ashi Omar that no, like we said before. Afilu teme akulu Hashem's first you say by Shachris by Mincha by Ma'ariv also. V'chevin the kavur Rabbanu b'tefila since we kavei Hashem's first by tefila ke tefila arichta dami it's considered a chelik of the tefila and it's tefila arichta. Tilei teme if you're not going to say so. Arvis, hechem atzi samech. How you ever samech gula tefila by Ma'ariv? V'boilem em ashkiveinu. You have to say ashkiveinu. Elakem letkin rabbanu ashkiveinu. Since we're mistaken to say ashkiveinu, ke gula richte damya. Ashkiveinu is like an extended geula. It's talking about the gula's mitzrayim of the b'chayrim. So chenami kem de kvur rabbanu betfila. Since we're mistaken to say Hashem tzvosa by tefila, ke tefila richte damya. It's a chelik of the tefila, and it's not considered you're not being samech. Zok ma'al michdu. Hayi yilu rotzay. The yilu rotzay that we say at the end of davening, mi amri. It's a mashmois that you say you lerotzen that which I said. Umashem mikorah. It also has a mashmois you lerotzen. The words that I will say now should be imrefi, and that's fakered. Hashem tzur v'goyali and aneni like that before. There's a smichas and David Hamelach between this posuk. Why are we misaking to say it after Shemin Esrei, after Yutches Brachos? Leimru Mikorah, say it before. Om Rav Yudah B'Rei Reb Shimon Ben Pazi. Hoy v'loy Om Rav David El Acha Yutches Pashyas. If you look in Tehillim, it's only after Perek number 18, Perek number 19, it's mentioned Yul Rotzen. Lefik Tin Rabon El Acha Yutches, so we're misaking after 18. Zog Mor, Hani Yutches, Yutches Havn. If you can't, you look, you'll see it's Yutches, it's only after 19. Zog Dimor, Nein. Ashri ish v'lo merik shugoyim, but we have the first two prokim in Tehillim is really one. Chade parashi, so then it's really after 18. Dom Rav Yudah B'Rei Reb Shimon Ben Pazi. Kuf gimel parashi, so David HaMelech said 103 parashas. V'lo yom haleluko, atchero b'mampolosin shel Rishoyim. He did not say halelukos until he saw the downfall of Rishoyim Shenemar. Yitam ha-chatoim in ha-oretz Rishoyim et einom, and then borchi nafsi Hashem haleluko. So we see he only said it after the mampolosin. Now if you counted, hani kuf gimel kuf dalad haven, it's really 104. Elosh Mamino Ashri Ish Velo Merik Shugoyim, which we have as two is really one, so it's really after Yutches and it's really after Kuf Gimel. So it's one parsha. The Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Chmeni Omer Rav Yoichanon. Yudom and Aleph Kol Parsha Shoyz Chaviva Al David. Any parsha that was chovid by David, Posach Baba Ashri V'Sim Baba Ashri. He started and he finished with Ashri. Zog the Mora, Posach Baba Ashri Receiv Ashri Ish. He started V'Sim Baba Ashri Receiv Ashri Kol Choy Sevoy. The end of Perek Beis, it finishes Ashri Kol Choy Sevoy. Fektei Sakasha, what do you mean Kol Parshas? There's no other parsha until him that starts with Ashri and finishes with Ashri. So it doesn't mean specifically Ashrei. It means anything that was Choviv, he started and finished with the same way. Meaning, Chsimim Ein HaPsicha, like Tila LeDovid, it finished with Tilas Hashem, or Halaluka, he starts with Haluka and finishes with Haluka. This is Taka the Inyan of being Chosim Ein HaPsicha, Shteit in Rajba. That is Taka was Choviv by him, and that's Taka, why it's Taka after Yudches. The Mashal says that today that we Taka have, there were Moise Bichs Aminim, this is La Mashinim, so it's Taka after Yudches. It's taka after you test because it's taka you test brachas. So then it would be having that much moisa. So we'll stop over here. Davyud Amar Aleph on the top.